Item number five, transfer of funds. Resolution to transfer the funds from the general fund in the amount of $180,000 to the replacement fund, see Exhibit C. Upon recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above transfer of funds.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannan.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion.
This allows us to move $180,000 into these replacement funds. We've had that in the past, so we're actually renewing a program. But it's earmarked especially for different areas compared to just general. So it's just a way of us, again, to prepare for the future.
If I could say, I think it's a great plan that you guys sat down and came up with. I mean, the best way for me to put it is almost like the rainy day funds that we're creating for each account, so that we know that we're prepared for when things come up. So I thank you guys for the work you put into it. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannan?
Aye.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to number six, Roosevelt lunch prices. A resolution to set lunch prices for Roosevelt Elementary School for the 2016-2017 school year as follows. Grades K to 6, lunch $2.50, milk at 50 cents. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above lunch prices.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Hannan.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion.
I guess this is what I understand. This is what we charge our students. Not what we pay for, it's what we charge. It does not count, there's other kids that get something for free if they're economic situation.
Yes.
So maybe you guys can add more than that. John, or Kate, that's the way I understand it. It seems like a very fair price.
And has this number increased? I mean, this is a pretty.
It's increased for.
I believe it's the same as last year, and that had been the same for numerous years.
Yeah, I can even go, I mean, I'm thinking back to even when I left, I think it was the same price, at $2.50.
Very fair.
And we're still, the lunch fund is still in the black, so, and growing a little bit. So it's a safe, you know, revenue for the district.
Yeah, any cafeteria that's in the black, that's fantastic. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. We'll move on to B, Personnel Committee. John Saganich, chairperson.
We do not have any report tonight for you, Mr. President.
Thank you. We'll move on to number one then, Certified Continuing Contract. A resolution to approve the continuing contract for Shannon Averill affected with the 2016-2017 school year as per negotiated agreement. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion.
There's not much can be said other than this is something that the district superintendent has recommended.
Are our qualifications, just so people know for continuing, is it still a year's service plus?
You need to have.
Bachelor's degree?
You need to have 30 hours beyond your bachelor's.
Okay.
And depending on your time, right now, it's for most of those getting a continuing contract now, a minimum 3 years in the district. Successful teaching.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Should we read all these or list them?
You don't have to.
As that?
As presented.
Yep. Move on to number two, Certified One-Year Limited Contracts. A resolution to approve the following certified personnel on a one-year limited contract for the 2016-2017 school year as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Item number three, certified non-renewal. Resolution to non-renew Ann Cadle as part-time elementary guidance counselor at the end of the 2015-2016 school year for the purposes of eliminating this position. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to non-renew the above position.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganowicz.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion?
I understand.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I understand that this is kind of a function of the approval of the position of Director of Student Services.
That is correct.
And this has created an opportunity for some of the work that was being done by the guidance counselor to be picked up by the Director of Student Services.
That is correct.
And then the guidance counselor.
And I definitely stress this. Ann has come in, and this is Ann, by the way.
Hello.
She has done a wonderful job, and it is just because of how we are structuring our personnel that we are eliminating this position. We certainly wish her well and hope that that she finds a position, because she will serve someone very well.
And I concur. I've heard a lot of good, positive things that you've done for the district, so thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number four, classified substitute domestic. Resolution to approve Lynn Brown as a substitute domestic for the McDonald schools for the 2015-2016 school year at the rate of $9 per hour. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Saganowicz.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion? Is this someone we're just adding to the sublist?
Correct.
Okay. Which right now you can never have enough people.
No, you can't.
So, okay.
And if anybody wants to be a sub bus driver,
we'll meet with you after the meeting. Roll call.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number five, supplemental contract for the 2015-2016 school year. A resolution to approve Kyle Joins as assistant boys track coach for the 2015-2016 school year at a contract amount of $2,000. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganowicz.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion?
It's my understanding that Kyle has been performing this function. He's basically already earned the money, and it's just it was a question of getting all his certification done and timely filed so that we could finally take the action to go ahead and pay him.
Correct.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
We'll move on to item number six. Motion carried. I'm sorry, I did that again. We'll move on to item number six, supplemental contracts for the 2016-2017 school year. A resolution to approve the following personnel on supplemental contracts for the 2016-17 school year as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganowicz.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion? I mean, the only thing I could add to this is it's great that we have the people lined up to do this from everywhere, from the head bowling coach all the way to the head basketball coach. So I think it's fantastic, and we couldn't do what we do without them. Roll call.
Mr. Saganowicz?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
No.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one no.
Motion carried. Move on to item number seven, professional leave. Resolution to approve the following personnel for professional leave as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above professional leaves.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Claes. Discussion.
I guess since these leaves already been taken by both these individuals, we probably want to approve it.
Yeah, we get these things, and I have written myself a note to try and get more of these in on time. We are permitted to approve the leaves, and they should be approved, and it is clean. Some of these come about kind of quickly, but most of them, frankly, we should know in advance, and that's one of my goals for next year, to get more of these approved prior to.
Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. We'll move on to C, Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Claes, chairperson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Only thing that I really have to announce at this time is that we have entered into an agreement with OSBA to review and update our policies, and they are coming here on June 15th, I believe, and we will be meeting with them to see what suggestions, revisions they have for us. Other than that, that about wraps it up.
Thank you. Move on to number one, 12th grade eligible graduation class. A resolution to approve the 12th grade students eligible for graduation from McDonald High School on May 28, 2016, as submitted by Principal Gary Carquito. See Exhibit H. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above graduating list.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Claes. Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion.
Only to add congratulations to all the students that are on the list.
I know they might have a couple of days left, so we don't want to jinx anybody. Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number two, senior class early dismissal. A resolution authorizing the high school principal, Gary Carquito, to release senior members of the class of 2016 on the following days, May 24th, 25th, and May 26th, 2016. Upon recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the early dismissal for the senior class.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Claes, second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number three, elementary summer school. Resolution to approve a summer school reading and math program at Roosevelt Elementary from July 25th, 2016 through August 5th, 2016, which will be sponsored by the United Way and Title I grant. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above summer school program.
So moved.
Motion made by Mrs. Claes.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion.
Just want to mention that this was the program that Mr. Roston was speaking of earlier, and to make a note to thank the United Way of Trumbull County for bringing this program to the district.
I think the program itself is just invaluable, too. I mean, kids lose so much over the summer. So if we can provide anything to help with those gaps and to get them off to a better start at the beginning of the school year, it's...
And we are hoping next year to bring the Success by Six program here, which is a fabulous program for pre-kindergartners and gets them ready for kindergarten.
Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number four, OHSAA membership. Resolution authorizing membership for the McDonald Schools with the Ohio High School Athletic Association for the 2016-2017 school year. Upon recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above membership.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion. Roll call.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to item D, Building and Grounds Operations. Mrs. Harvey, chairperson.
Yes, Mr. President. Although the committee per se was not able to meet, I did meet with the superintendent regarding the walkthrough that the board members had had. He did provide a quick update in regard to the primary facility needing the drainage, that a P-trap on the back of the building has been repaired and results have thus far been encouraging. And I know we did have a lot of rain, and I'm not sure that Tom has checked that. Do you know?
We've really, knock on wood, things have been really good since that main repair. There's a couple minor things, but with the rain that we had last week, there's, you know, what we're seeing, we think, is mostly just natural groundwater, which you'd expect in a building this old.
And in regard to Adam and Eve getting the cameras through, Mr. Rossman's going to work on that.
And they did get through Thursday, I think, last week. No discernible problems with either the drain out of the auditorium or the swimming pool. Doesn't mean we don't have problems. They're not seeing any major blockages or anything.
And then in regard to the wet conditions near the main electrical panel, I know Gary had talked about tallow coming in and saying that epoxy may work on that. It's a much less expensive fix rather than pulling the concrete out. So at this point, we're waiting for a dry spell to be able to do the epoxy.
Yes.
And then again, we have proposals to upgrade technology labs at both buildings. Also, we need to address security cameras and panels. And we did have discussions with Gardner Train regarding upgrading our HVAC systems, as well as instituting a maintenance plan. And that's with the Gardner Train, a maintenance plan that would encompass both buildings. Do you have any update on that?
No, we have sent them some bill. We're supposed to get to meet with them in the next week or so and get a sense of what that would entail, what that maintenance plan would cost.
Also, we talked about the current condition of the current stadium, and they did take a look at that on May 12th. Well,
yes.
Regardless, in our discussion today, you said that they said it's 95% sound.
Yes.
And we need to take a look at what is above the restrooms to make sure nothing is coming down with that. But we also asked for.
Yes, we'll have. First of all, with regard to this current stadium, we did have a structural survey done. Well, we did not. We brought an engineer out to look at it, and he can do a structural survey. His initial comments were that the stadium is 95% sound. There are areas that need addressed with regard, and when you see a lot of the structural steel that's been laid bare. There's a procedure that they would come in and actually kind of jackhammer a lot of the concrete out and then pour new concrete in around around all that rebar. There's a number of cracks underneath, and the estimate was we could contract with them and they could do it, and we'd probably be looking, we're guessing, at about $75,000 I think it's more than just cosmetic, but it doesn't address some of the other issues. Certainly, the main problem that we have with that facility is the restrooms are in very, very poor shape, and we do need to get Tom up just to check to see, because last year, or the year before, whenever it was, that the screens were put up to protect people who were using the restrooms, and we don't know if there's any concrete that has dropped onto that, and that's something we want to see.
Before we get into a discussion related to the architect, the other thing I wanted to bring up was that we did have the county come in on April 29th and do their school environmental health and safety inspection, and there were a couple of areas that were deficient, and that was in the music room and auditorium. There was a wall at the exit which needed repair, and a leak in the ceiling which needed repair. And where are we on that?
I don't really know yet.
Okay.
Those are things, my guess is that they're put off until this summer when we have the crew doing repairs.
All right, and then you did have an architect give us a preliminary footprint.
We did, and there's been a lot of discussion about refurbishing and replacing the stadium. We did speak with the architect who did our bleachers, and this is a gratis work here. Because before we can even have a discussion on any kind of stadium project, we'd want to know about what it's going to cost and what could be done. And so GPD Group did come in at their own expense. They have taken all the measurements of the current site, and they've done a rough sketch of what a new stadium could look like and how it could be moved. And then he's also provided us with an estimate of cost to replace that stadium, which would include, he had to keep the visitors bleachers, but would replace the home side. You need a press box, and this would include an all-weather track and field turf, some restrooms and concession stands. And the estimated cost is about $2.3 million. So what we are proposing, now that we know something, we think we're going to want to start the process of communication and discussion with the board, with the Business Advisory Committee, and with the public in general about what it is they'd like to do. It's important, again, to note, we've got a stadium that is structurally sound. It is safe to sit in that stadium. Some of the other issues, one way or another, still would need to be addressed. I've heard, frankly, some horror stories about restrooms that need so I'm looking forward to next month to 6 weeks to having some major discussion and get input from the community, and try and throw a lot of things out there so that we can give you a lot of suggestions, options, which could be from doing nothing to replacing everything, either on site or off site. Or something in between. But now that we know what the cost is, or we have a good idea of what the cost could be, now our next step is to start some communication with the community at large.
And that being said, after the board had gone through a walkthrough of all the facilities, we want to make sure before we go on to do new projects that the buildings and grounds that we have right now are structurally sound, including the infrastructure, including electric security systems, technology, being able to have the new technology streamed into our schools, and ensuring that both the high school and the elementary school are going to be joined in working as more in unison, which would be more cost effective related to supplies and contracts and that sort of thing. In the past, they've been working as two separate entities, so we want to make sure that we're joining our campus as we can to make it more cost effective. That is, I know, an awful long committee report for the committee actually not meeting, but
Well, committee.
That's what I have, Mr. President.
Okay, thank you.